Once it paused, remained motionless 20 minutes while a scatter of Taglian fugitives passed. They saw nothing. There was magic at work there. The column continued moving by night. The crows continued flying, formed a rear guard, watched for something. Several times they cawed at shifting shadows, but settled down quickly. False alarms? The party halted 10 miles from the beleaguered city. The thing leading spent hours collecting brush and deadwood, piled it in a deep crack in a granitic hillside. Then it seized the floating lance, dragged its victim off, stripped him down. A bitter, remote, whispering voice exclaimed, "This isn't one of the Taken," when the man's mask came off. The crows became raucous. "Discussing? Arguing?" The leader asked, "Who are you? What are you? Where did you come from?" The injured man did not respond. Maybe he was beyond communication. Maybe he did not speak that language. Maybe he was stubborn. Torture produced no answers. The Inquisitor tossed the man into the woodpile, waved a hand. The pile burst into flame. The stump thing used the lance to keep its victim from escaping. The burning man had a bottomless well of energy. There was sorcery at work here. The burning man was the Shadow Master, Moonshadow. His army had triumphed outside Stormguard, but his own fortune had been inglorious. The party did not move on till the Shadow Master was consumed. The fire burned to ashes, and the ashes cooled. The stump thing gathered the ashes. As it traveled, it disposed of those pinch by pinch. The man with the arrow in him bobbed in the stump thing's wake. The stallions brought up the rear. The crows maintained their patrols. Once a large cat-like thing came too near, and they went into paroxysms. The stump did something mystical. The black leopard wandered away, absent of mind. Chapter 5. A slight figure in ornate black armor strained savagely. A corpse toppled off the heap of corpses piled upon the figure. The shift in weight made it possible to wriggle out of the heap. Free, the figure lay motionless for several minutes, panting inside a grotesque helmet. Then it pulled itself into a sitting position. After another minute, the figure struggled out of its gauntlets, revealed delicate hands. Slim fingers plucked at the fastenings holding its helmet. That came away, too. Long black hair fell free around a face to stun a man. Inside all that ugly black steel was a woman. "I have to report those moments that way because I don't recall them at all. I remember a dark dream, a nightmare featuring a black woman with fangs like a vampire, nothing else. My first clear recollection is of sitting beside the heap of corpses with my helmet in my lap. I was panting, only vaguely aware that I had gotten out of the pile somehow. The stench of 1,000 cruel gut wounds filled the air like the stink of the largest, rawest sewer in the world. It was the smell of battlefields. How many times had I smelled it? 1,000, and still I wasn't used to it. I gagged. Nothing came up. I had emptied my stomach into my helmet while I was under the pile. I had a vague recollection of being terrified that I would drown in my own vomit. I started shaking. Tears rolled, stinging hot tears of relief. I had survived. I had lived ages beyond the measure of most mortals, but I had lost none of my desire for life. As I caught my